This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. There are 1.3 billion people in Africa. Only about 11% of them have been vaccinated against the effects of COVID-19. Meanwhile, the European Union is withholding vaccines from the continent, vaccines which will soon expire. To find out why this is happening, I talked to Sani Baba. Mr. Baba is the Regional Secretary for Africa and Arab Countries for the Global Union Public Services International, the PSI. I reached Mr. Baba in Nigeria and asked him about the situation in Africa and about the EU's withholding of vaccines.
In Africa, we do not have enough vaccine supply and also for the vaccination of the entire people. So it is estimated that over 250,000 people have died in Africa since the beginning of the COVID, and almost 7,000 a day. Due to low vaccine supplies, we have over 11,365,000 infections. About 11% of the people have received their first jab, which is very clear to show that more than 80% of the population are yet to receive their first dose. We are very much affected. And it's very worrisome.
Why is the withholding of soon-to-expire vaccines by the EU happening?
We have many African countries that do not actually have the facilities to keep these vaccines safely. So really, I think this could be probably due to the reasons why they felt it necessary to actually withhold some of them instead of supplying them to Africa. They decided to actually waste them, something like that. So really, this could be the reason attributed because of these factors.
The international labor movement has been arguing that one of the ways to help Africa and other regions that are struggling to get enough vaccines is to implement a TRIPS waiver. What is a TRIPS waiver?
First and foremost, we should understand what the TRIPS actually stand for. For people to understand before we move even to the waiver, this is a business term that it stands for trade-related aspects of intellectual property rights. So these are property rights kept only to the European Union and other countries outside the EU. And then, of course, when you are talking about a waiver, you are now talking about waiving certain rights so that if these rights are waived, Africa will have the right to produce its own vaccines. Then we have also other regulations waived so that at least Africa can move faster in also taking care of some of its needs, like a provision of face masks and other protective gear. So this is actually what we're talking about. And the TRIPS waiver also has the potential to clear the pathway to other health technologies for the COVID. And also beyond the COVID, we also have other diseases like malaria, Ebola, Lassa fever, and even polio. So these are the rights that really we in Africa are calling for them to be waived so that we have the right and also the ability to manufacture some of these vaccines.
What do you think countries and the European Union should do to help Africa?
Well, they should do everything possible to support and also implement a global roadmap to fully vaccinating 70% of the people by mid-2022, that's by mid of this year. Then they should also be able to maximize the production of safe and effective vaccines and other COVID-related products by suspending relevant intellectual property rules and ensuring that the mandatory pooling of all COVID-19-related knowledge are also waived to enable our countries actually manufacture some of these vaccines. So these are the things we need. We also need investment, public financing to support some of these infrastructure that are already ailing in the region. And then, of course, we need more supplies, these vaccines, to be able to take care of the people. So really, these are the few things that we really needed the EU to do. We have also had the outcome of the meeting between the EU and the AU that just finished last week. And there are very many promises. They want to invest more, like about 150 billion euro in the continent, and also to supply about 450 million vaccines by probably middle of this year.